Good evening, everybody. I would like to go ahead and call to order the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board meeting. Let's go ahead and start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Looks like we have a full board today. Everyone is here. Do I need to actually officially call everybody's name? All right. We will take a roll. So we will start down on my right with Paul. That's it. And then Earl will come on down to Miss Cosgrove.
Yes. Correct?
And then Miss Jordan.
Present.
Thank you. All right. And I'm Harry Williams. First item is public comment. This is a period devoted to comment by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be held for 3 minutes. If there's anyone for public comment, please come to the podium to be heard. State your name and spell your last name. Is there any public comment? Looks like there is none. So I will go ahead and close public comment. Next item is to approve the minutes of January 12th. Is there a motion to approve those minutes for January 12th? Earl made a motion to approve the minutes for January 12th. All in favor?
Aye. I'm going to abstain because I wasn't here. So
aye. Paul, aye. So there is one abstention. Aaron Price, aye. Okay. Move to approve the agenda for February 2nd. And it looks like we are going to hold item number 2. So we are approving the minutes and we are holding item number 2. Is that being held until the next meeting? Or
yes.
Okay, until our next scheduled meeting. Do we have a motion to for approval of the agenda? All right, there's a motion by Paul to approve the minutes. Agenda with the changes. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Nope. Motion passes. You go to informational items?
Yeah, the informational
items. Informational items from staff?
I'm here with Commissioner Segerman's office, just passing around the Spanish social media flyers. If you want to share it with friends or folks that come into the office or come into the meetings and want to learn about those Spanish social media from the Clark County. So all they have to do is scan it. I think it's a great initiative that we're trying to engage our non-English speaking folks. So just thought I'd share that with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, for our first item to be heard tonight is, I'm going to try my right page here. First item is UC22-0657 Thomas Anthony W. Trust and Thomas Anthony W. TRS use permit to allow a warehouse, waivers of development standards of the following: wave landscaping, number 2, wave offset improvements, and number 3, allow an existing unimproved driveway. Design review for office / warehouse on 0.2 acres in an M2 industrial AE-70 and APZ-1 zone, generally located on both on the south side of Reflex Drive, 200 feet east of Bledsoe Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yep.
Thank you.
So my name is Susanna Rutar, R-U-T-A-R, and I'm the architect on this project. This is an existing building with an existing use. This business has been operating at this location for 25 years. At some point, they discovered that the special use permit has expired. Design review has expired. So they went back through the process, and all of this stuff has basically rose up. And it's a small business. They're this, you know, to do the improvements and to do all of this, it would be, at this point, you know, financially a financial hardship on them. We are aware that there's going to be an SID that Clark County is planning for this location, for this neighborhood, in 2 or 3 years. So we're asking for this waiver of landscaping as well as the improvements because, and the owner is willing to participate with the SID when that goes through at that time. So it would just be easier if they just joined the group, have all of those improvements done by Clark County in 3 to 4 years from now, and then, you know, at that time, they can look at the landscaping and everything else. But the building has been existing for 25 years. The business has been operating out of that location for, and all of this has been existing since they started operating back 25 years ago. So I don't know if anybody has any questions.
Okay, that you're done. Okay, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this particular item?
What's an SID?
Sorry?
What does SID stand for?
Special Improvement District, I believe. Am I correct, staff? Or staff?
Yes.
But I believe this is Clark Special
County,
Improvement District.
Clark County goes through and improves the streets, puts in the sidewalks, puts in the curbs, and all of that.
Okay. And then typically, the people who are part of the Special Interest District, they would pay into kind of like almost an association. And sometimes that association would then help do the maintenance of common areas where there's, you know, trees, grass, whatever that might be. That particular group would
so
pay
into
that.
So it's kind of like a homeless association for businesses.
Yeah, and it helps with tenant improvements in terms of the common streets, lights, shrubbery, landscaping.
Yeah, they will be invoiced by Clark County for their section of the improvements that were done on in front of their property.
Thank you.
Okay. So I will go ahead and close public comment. Any questions, comments by the board? Yes, Paul.
Yeah, very familiar with what's going on here, and unfortunately, we're going to have to follow staff's recommendations. Okay. We have to work that out through the commissioners.
Okay.
As far as that special group, I know they've been allowing that to happen, so that's, we can't do that here.
Okay.
So the only thing we can do here is say we're in favor of you being part of that group so that it goes on record that way. And that, if anybody else has anything to say.
No, I'd like to add.
Okay.
There's no staff here tonight. Okay.
No.
We don't have a planning staff.
I'm
person.
Not familiar with the technicalities of the Special Improvement District. Mm-hmm. Okay, and there's not. The one thing I do know about that development out there, those are private streets. I know that because I was a real estate broker and I did deals up in that
mm-hmm.
area. So they're private streets, and can they do in a Special Improvement District in private streets?
We were told that the Clark County will be improving that area.
The area, but not that specific little subdivision right there, because if it's private, it's like a condo.
Right, but we are under the impression that they are doing that street as well.
Okay, well,
that's what we were told.
Yeah, I can't get clarification because
yeah.
I have a staff guy here tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have an actual planner here. Typically,
yeah.
We do have a planner here.
Well, like I said, we can't really.
Huh?
Yeah, we have to follow staff recommendations
yeah.
because. This is beyond the board's for us to really say yes or no.
What was the question?
Yeah, the question is that they're stating that there is a special improvement district that is going to be planned in that particular area. So Earl had mentioned and asked if that would include private streets. That's a private
it
street.
It is a private drive.
It's a private drive. And if they are to do a special interest district, correct? Would that be something that would be improved by the county?
By the county.
But I would say, and just Earl, one thing, I do know that there have been communities that I know of that say, for instance, they did a block wall around a community. Well, they charged everybody within, although it was a neighborhood association, they charged everybody in that neighborhood association for the block wall that went around that neighborhood. Although it was, I mean, the neighbors who own those homes own the wall, but they had over 20 years to pay for that improvement.
It's like right. I said, we've been through this before with other businesses in that area. And basically, you have to work that out with the county. You have to get whatever
commission.
Agreements that they have with the other businesses, and you have to sign one to that agreement. And that's basically where you're at.
So right now it looks like what we're here to be able to look at is just the basic waivers that you're requesting, not anything to do with a SID.
Right.
Unfortunately, we're just.
It's not a street. If it was a street, public, but it's a drive.
But still, at that time, they'll be required to do their improvements. Along with everybody else and everything else in that area.
Yeah, property owner.
Preferably.
We'd have to address everything
else. They may do the reflex street, and they may do the other street that's on the other side, Tom or whatever. They'll have to do those, but I don't know if they're going to be allowed even to go onto that private property to fix people's driveways, basically, is what you're saying.
Until I see the SID drawings
right.
to
yes.
see what they're actually including
exactly.
in that,
exactly.
We've been told by that there's going to be an SID.
Right.
Now, until I see the improvement drawings that would produce for that,
I'm assuming they're going to have to give that driveway. It's not just on, it's on this street and someone on the next one over too.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to give that to the government, let the government take that on and then put the improvements in. That's a lot of legal stuff that has to go.
Right, and but in 3 years, I guess that is something that we can come back and again mm-hmm. address if the improvements are not done at that point. But the same, if the SID is not done or the landscaping, you know, depending on what gets done and at that time, we could possibly revisit this.
Right.
And I guess that's something that we can discuss with staff and the planning commission.
That's where you have to be. Unfortunately, right now, we're only dealing with what was presented before us. We can't answer too much questions mm-hmm. to the SID portion. So any more questions? Yes, sir? Any other questions from the board?
I'll make sure to send an email to the planner just to double check question for you. I'll send it to the planner. Get clarification.
So I think I have one, a couple of questions. Now, one of the things from staff is in terms of they can almost support the permit if the other issues are more of like the drainage and the streets and that part.
Correct. Is the drainage study and all
the drainage study and all that is where they have their sticking points. And then as I look at the map of the location, I believe everybody's in the same situation.
Correct.
On that whole entire street, and then across the street, it looks like at least they do have some trees and some kind of landscaping. Not much to consider really landscaping, but they do have some very mature trees across the street from this location.
Well, they did. Except I went out there and looked at it,
uh-huh.
and the guy directly north that they're discussing in the staff written minutes here, those three trees they had there have been cut down.
Oh, they've been cut down.
Now there's one further northeast that you have some nice big trees. Further northeast, the trees.
Oh, okay. Right.
The
right.
ones right across the street we'll cut them down. There's the stumps.
Oh yeah, yeah. Those were across the street.
It's directly north across the street.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm very familiar with what's been going on at the Donna Ford
right.
for the past 8 years.
Right.
It's always been, you got to be part of the SID, they'll explain everything to you. If you have to get this done, and they're going to say, well, you have to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to say, well, we'd like to see you have it get it done. So I'm going to make the recommendation to follow staff's approval of the permit and denial of the waiver of development standards and then the plan review.
Now, there's the motion by Paul to follow staff recommendation to accept the
approve the permit
and then deny the waivers for development standards and design review.
That's correct.
And so with that, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Nay. So we voted
to. Planning Commission is next.
Planning Commission is next. You're absolutely right.
That's the one that will tell you what you need.
So that's the, that is the next step.
That's the next step.
And they can make a.
In the meantime, we'll probably talk to staff to see what's going on
right.
in that area with an SID.
Come in here, and they've all signed the SID.
Right. And, that would be my suggestion. And then you can get with planning staff and folks,
right.
and then find out a timeline for SIDs. And
they
then
told us 3 years.
3 years.
But it's been in the works for a while, and right. it's due in 3 years.
Yeah.
So the question really is the street included in that SID? That
right.
That would be the question.
That'd be the question.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. Item number 2 was held, so we would go ahead and move on to any general business.
I had a question. Can you give me like a brief overview?
Can you hold on for just a second?
Okay.
Because let us take care of general business, and then we have another opportunity for you to speak.
Okay.
All right. So no general business? Anything? Nothing else? Okay. We are down to our next item, which is comments by the general public. So hold on, let me just read this for a second. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on this or on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to this to the front here. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name.
Yeah, so I'm Brian Rollins. That's
come on up.
Okay.
So we do record it, so at least we can hear.
Okay, so you just need to be able to hear it.
Yep.
So I'm Brian Rollins. I recently bought a condo in this area, and I was just wondering, it's my first house. So I was like, what do you guys do and stuff like that.
Okay. Do you want?
What is the
so
board,
so our board
commission?
So our board is the Sunrise. Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board.
Okay.
And our job here is to, as you can see, we listen to development, we listen to redevelopment projects, different things that come before or that affects this particular town board. At that particular point in time, we can make suggestions, we can vote on things, but we are just an advisory board. This advisory board then will or the decision will then go to the actual planning commission or the county commissioners, and they will make the final decision on, you know, whether people are approved, whether they can move forward with their projects. We do provide our input and our suggestions. We also have, for instance, public comment. People can also, you know, say what they like, what they don't like. Those kind of things, we can take those things into consideration, and then that is then forwarded on to the next phase for most projects that are taking place within the Sunrise Manor board.
And then also Clark County has a website where you can go and check to see when the agendas are going to be posted, what these meeting minutes and the recording is posted, and you get to see the meeting location map of the area where it's Sunrise Manor, and then what, like I said, a lot of the items.
Mostly it's like you say, permits, waivers of developments. Somebody wants to build a shed in your property, and they want to go 2 feet from the property line instead of 5 feet from the property line, or you know, they ask for a waiver. They come here, we look at it. If the neighborhood's not here complaining about it, usually we recommend approval for the 2 feet, as long as it's not draining the water into the neighbor's yard.
Right.
If the neighbors complain, and we usually go with the neighbors and say, deny.
And then, like you said, we're just a recommendation board, though.
But we try to listen to the neighbors and the people out here. So we represent the people.
Right.
The Clark County Commissioners, so they do the whole county?
Right.
Okay.
Well, they do the whole county within the unincorporated Clark County. So there's still the city of Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson, Moapa, all of that, plus a lot of other small cities. There's a lot of unincorporated areas. For instance, this is an unincorporated area. So that's why planning issues and all that comes to the actual Clark County Board of Commissioners. Now, if you live actually in the city of Las Vegas city limits, then those planning go to the city, or if you live in Henderson, it go to Henderson or North Las Vegas and so on and so forth.
For instance, Charleston, perfect example, half is that city, half is county, just straight down that street.
And that's a map of the Sunrise area?
That is the map of the Sunrise area. Right, it's relatively large, as you can see, but there is a lot of, overlap in terms of, there's a lot of overlap or a lot of different commissioners. There's actually three commissioners for this area.
Right.
So it's based on population.
Based on population, so we have Commissioner Segerbloom, Commissioner McCurdy, and Commissioner Kirkpatrick are the three commissioners who share this particular area. Now, we are all appointed by one of them.
Interesting.
So if they don't like us.
Yeah, and if you don't show up, they make you the vice chair.
You're so bitter about that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
So that's pretty much it. Any other questions we can help you with?
Can I stop the picture before I go?
Oh, okay, absolutely. And you can also find the maps of all the districts and stuff online through the Clark County website.
Online, and your websites are not particularly good.
And so it's always interesting if there is an issue that you find that you want to follow. You can always look at the issue from each step. So it goes here, and then on the agenda, you will know when it's going to be heard by the Planning Commission. And then from the Planning Commission, you'll find out when it's going to be heard by the County Commissioners. So if there's an item that you are really interested in, whether you oppose it or whatever the case may be, you can come here, you discuss it here. Most people will just stop here, but they need to go to the next phase, which would be to the Planning Commission. Let them also know how you feel about it. And then the final vote, typically, if it's not approved at final motion by the commissioner or the Planning Commissioners, is the actual Clark County Commissioners.
And this also gives you an opportunity to talk to the representative from the commission. So if you have some questions or something like that, we're not really allowed to answer questions from the board. So it would be, you come here and after me, you could sit down with them and ask them questions. Right. If you have questions about your neighborhood or what's going on, or the speeding or Hollywood, which we all complain about all the time.
Right.
Basically, probably more of the worst drivers in the country.
But we got a lot of interesting things that's going on up here. So, like I said, staff can always fill you in. We got this regional park that's up here that's being built, that's being completed. We have a substation, a police substation that's being built up here. So there's quite a bit of development and some park prop things that are being developed up in this community. So glad you're living up here. Glad
Thank
to see you.
You.
Glad
Welcome
you're involved.
Thank
Welcome.
You.
Stay engaged.
Working on that.
All right.
Do you have the social media for the Clark County stuff?
I'll get you right now. Yeah.
Thanks. Okay.
With that, our next meeting date is February 16th, 2023. Has anybody have any conflicts or anything that won't everybody kind of be here? We have a full.
Probably won't make that.
Okay, you probably won't make that one?
Oh,
okay.
My wife's birthday.
Okay, perfect. No, not a problem.
We'll probably go on.
Oh, we're going to put you in charge of something. I'm putting that down right now.
There's no committee we can sign you up on.
With that, I will go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
Let's stop.